Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We are off to one of the nicest counties in the Hudson Valley, very versatile. Four season, you can find something to do, and there's so much to talk about. It's going to be hard to cram it into our half hour show, but we are very happy to welcome the director of Ulster County Tourism, Rick Remsnyder. Rick, are you there?
I'm here, Marriott. How are you this morning?
Good. You must have a job that everybody envies because you get to hear everything that's going on over in Ulster County. I'm just so floored by the diversity of the attractions, and I mean, there's so many ways you can look at the county, and then you've got these cute little communities like Phoenicia and Andes, you know, that you can go and prowl around and visit. So I don't know if you have a preference on how you want to start. You want to talk about some of the, like the Route 28 corridor maybe?
Yes, that would be a great place to start. I appreciate the kind comments about our county, and you hit it on nail on the head about it being a four-season destination, because it is.
Mm-hmm.
But this Route 28 corridor is obviously one of our more important sections of the county, and coming up next weekend, August 4th through 6th, is the Phoenicia International Festival of Voice, which is a three-day festival that offers world-class vocal artists. And this year, the opera that is going to be on Saturday, August 5th, is La Boheme. And
wow.
We're really looking forward to that. It draws a great crowd. It's a beautiful outdoor venue, a shell right in the middle of Phoenicia. And 8 years ago, they started one day, 500 people showed up, and they've expanded to now where there's 3 days and normally 6,000 to 7,000 people come to see all the music. So it's a great weekend, and we're really excited about that. Hope for some good weather.
Now, I got to ask you, Phoenicia, there was a great place to eat waffles for breakfast out that way. Sue something with
Sweet Sue's, yes, world class.
She's still
pancakes.
There?
Yes, she's still there, and you know, bring your appetite. Have you eaten there?
Well, yeah, and we want to go back. It's one of those trips, you know, you go to Kingston up the Thruway, and then you just take a ride, and, you know, you go to Phoenicia, and you stop and eat, and then you go up the road, you know, down to other stops. But great place. And there used to be a tubing place. Is that still there, too?
Yes, Town Tinker Tubing still there. It's very busy, and this time of the year is obviously a great time to tube down the Esopus, and it's really a lot of fun and draws a lot of people.
Yeah, and that's like, I think that's what, like May to October or May to September?
Yeah, May through October, as long as the weather's nice. And
yeah.
It's a big attraction for that part of the county.
Oh, yeah. So you can go. You don't have to just go this one weekend. There's lots of things to do over there. And there's little shops, an interesting little place. It's a beautiful little community. And then you go farther out. Now, this we're assuming you're starting in Kingston. We'll come back to Kingston later, and we're going to go outward from Kingston.
Sure.
On 28. Okay. All right. So you're following 28. What else you got coming up along there?
Well, you did mention, I'll get back to Woodstock in a second, because that's obviously one of the most recognizable small towns in the world. But you mentioned Sweet Sue's, but the Phoenicia Diner, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to stop there, but that is certainly something the owner, Mike Chiaffi, has created a fantastic diner. And I tell you, people from the city, they just love it, not to mention the local folks. So that's a great spot to have a nice breakfast or lunch also. And it's right off of Route 28, about 2 miles before you get to Phoenicia.
Okay, 2 miles before. Okay.
Right. And then Woodstock, what can I say about Woodstock?
Wow.
It's, I go to travel shows all over the Northeast, and if I mention Ulster County and I get a puzzled look on the face of the, let's say I'm in Hartford, Connecticut, or New Jersey, or the New York Times Travel Show, which we go to every year.
Mm-hmm.
When I mentioned, I said, well, have you ever heard of Woodstock? And
oh,
right away, oh, yes, Woodstock, okay. So it's a great little small town. There's still fantastic music there being performed, great shops along Tinker Street, the main street, and it's really humming this time of the year, and people love to go to Woodstock.
They do some theater stuff, too. Don't they have a theater up there somewhere?
Yes, they do. They have the Woodstock Playhouse. As soon as you come into town, offers diverse programming and theater. It's a great little spot. We also have there the Bearsville Theater, which is just outside of Woodstock, with a lot of great music. And Levon Helm's Rambles, even though the former drummer of the band passed away a couple years ago, they're still cranking out great music at his barn where he actually lived until he passed away two or three years ago. So that's a great spot to go to.
A lot of
also.
Musicians lived up there. Bob Dylan was up there. I don't know if he still is or not. I mean, but he had a place. And
It's interesting you should mention that, though, because, yes, he did. He was there and performed with a band. And but he would perform. He came back for the first time in many years and performed along the Kingston waterfront.
Oh.
And it's a great spot. It's called Hutton Brickyards. And it's just opened last year. And he did two sold-out performances there.
Mm.
And it brought a lot of excitement. It was sell-out crowds, 3,500 for each performance. So it was really a great weekend to have Bob Dylan here performing.
Wow, isn't that wonderful? And he remembers the county, and he likes it. That's a good thing. I wonder where he ended up, because that was like a major mecca for all kinds of musicians. That was a big area.
It is, and it still is. Recording, a lot of artists love to record here. There's studios. There's a number of them. Todd Rundgren, I'm sure you've heard of him. He's still in the area and records. He actually performed in Kingston earlier this year at Ulster Performing Arts Center, and there's still a lot of musicians cranking out real good music here in the Ulster County.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. So we'll continue. And of course, there's a Woodstock Chamber of Commerce. You can go to Chambers of Commerce for these different towns that we're going to be mentioning, and you'll get a lot more in-depth. There'll be lots of great little shops that you can go walking around and shopping at, and you'll see an event calendar that's very local, so everybody can really do a little bit more in-depth. It's so easy now with the Internet. Bread Alone was around on Route 28. Was that near Woodstock, or that was farther out? Do you remember?
It's along the Route 28 corridor. It's when you get past Woodstock a little bit, and it's about, I would say, 7 or 8 miles before you get to Phoenicia Mount Tremper. They actually opened up a new Bread Alone here in just outside of Kingston.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the town of Ulster. So they're doing very well. People love going to Bread Alone.
Is that on 9W?
It's actually, the new one is on Route 32 in Lake Katrine. Between Kingston and Saugerties.
I'll
be going up to Saugerties later this morning, so I'll go right by it. Do you think I could pass it getting a Danish or something?
Well, I tell you, that and Kraus Chocolates are the two places you stop on that route. That's a good place to go get some chocolates, too.
You really got these eating places down there, yeah. So I see you spent some time here in Ulster County.
Well,
I'm very impressed.
I started Weekend Magazine back in, I think it was 1990. It was before Chronogram, before all these other publications, and we used to have to go deliver magazines all over the counties, and it was a print version. Now we're just doing radio because I'm old. I'm 65, so I can't do it with the print anymore. But we got to see the places, and just little gems that they didn't get a lot of publicity. It's one of the reasons I really wanted to stick with the with Weekend, because it's a way to get these little guys more give them some notoriety, because it really, a lot of hard work goes into some of these attractions. So.
There's no question about that, and I think that's why Ulster County has been such a popular place to visit, particularly people from New York City and the surrounding area. We're only 90 minutes from Midtown Manhattan, and people just, it's an easy ride up
that's
the New York State Thruway. We got three exits.
Yep.
New Paltz, Kingston Saugerties, and the pace of life obviously is a lot less hectic, and people really like to come to Ulster County and kind of let their hair down.
And I'll tell you, it's got clean air, it's got clean water. I mean, just the pleasure to go up there. You have a lot of places to stay, which we can talk about some of them later, but you know, just it has everything. So having good places to eat and places to shop, I try to work them into each of the communities because they all have their own little specialties and their own personality, so it helps to develop, you know. But that corridor is just a wonderful route for a trip. So to me, that's like top of the line if somebody's planning some fall getaways, you know, or summer trips or whatever. But okay, so we've got Woodstock, we've got Phoenicia. You talked about Mount Tremper. Tell us about Mount Tremper. That's another big area.
Mount Tremper is has been really blossoming lately. I don't know. I'm sure have been by the Emerson Resort and Spa if you're familiar with Ulster County.
Wow. Yep.
That is a really top of the line resort. The owner Emily Fisher has really done a fantastic job of upgrading and improving the facilities. It's really a five-star resort. They redid all the rooms. They now have a world-class spa. Mm-hmm. They have a new restaurant called mm-hmm. Woodnotes Grill. And you know, just so you know, a lot of celebrities have stayed there. We had President Clinton and his wife Hillary stayed there. Not once, but twice. They came back. They loved it so much. Vice President Biden stayed there.
Wow.
The singer Usher. So there's all kinds of celebrities that go there. And what they like is, you know, the Emerson doesn't publicize it, so it's a little getaway for them. But the Emerson in Mount Tremper is a really wonderful place to stay. And
okay.
Have you heard of Kate's Lazy Meadow? That's also
No.
a great accommodation. The singer for the B-52s
okay.
has a nice B&B there, which
wow.
is a couple miles from the Emerson, and it's something that it's a little different.
Uh-huh.
People have described it as a little quirky, but
okay.
the rooms are really kind of modeled in the taste of Kate, and it's certainly been a very popular place to stay when they come up to Mount Tremper.
Yeah, everybody's got a different personality. And across the street, there was a complex with shopping. Was there places to stay there also?
From the Emerson?
Yeah.
No, actually what happened was, I would say it's been close to 15 years now. That
uh-huh.
actually burned down. So
oh,
what
did
they
it?
Did yeah. was they rebuilt on the other side.
Uh-huh.
And they do have beautiful shops in there, the country store.
Uh-huh.
And the Emerson is also known for having the world's largest kaleidoscope.
Right.
And that is a great attraction. They change up the show every year or so, and it's a nice 10 to 15 minute show. You lay down, and when you look up in the kaleidoscope, it's really something special. And the guests and visitors from all over the area actually come just to see the kaleidoscope.
Yeah, oh, that was a big draw. I mean, that's for years they've been that was there, and the shopping was a big thing too. The shops there that were, you know, just really nice shops. But that's a great way you could stop, stretch your leg between towns as you're going out. You know, it's a nice interlude, or stay overnight and come across. Now, the restaurant at the Emerson, is that just for spa guests, or is that open to the public if somebody wanted to?
No, that's open to the public.
Okay.
Woodnotes Grill has really taken off in the last 6 months or mm-hmm. so. They have a really good menu, and people love coming there, and yes, it's definitely open to the public.
Okay, that's cool. Now, if you continue on the route, what's the next town you're hitting? Is that Margaretville?
Well, actually, you'll be going up to High Mount, where Bel Air is.
Okay,
and,
let's talk about that.
Bel Air is obviously it's a state-owned ORDA, Olympic Regional Development Authority mm-hmm. Took it over 4 years ago. It's a ski. It's one of the biggest ski areas in our region, but right now in the summer they have the Bel Air Music Festival, which just opened, had its first show on July 1st, and you still have an opportunity. There's six more shows. There's July 15th coming up, and it's It's really it's a beautiful drive up the Route 28 corridor, and you hit the top of the mountain, you hit High Mount, and you're at Bel Air, and the music there is this year they've tried something a little different. It's mostly jazz, so I heard that you know, it's people really like the venue. Obviously, it's been going on for the 25th anniversary, so it's a great spot to go, and Bel Air's wonderful place in the summer, but obviously it's busiest during the ski season when they have as many as 150,000 skiers come. So it's one of our bigger attractions and revenue generators for Ulster County.
And I would say that's probably one of the closest of the large ski centers in the Hudson Valley. If you're coming up from the city up the Thruway, I think you'd hit Bel Air before you get up into the Green County attractions or the ones farther out. So it's close.
Yes. We had a promotion, and we actually like working with our regional partners, Green, Delaware, and Sullivan County. We're all members of the Catskill region. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's Windham and Hunter in Green. But what we did a promotion. We actually had billboards on the thruway. He said, you can get off and you can be skiing, you know, in 20 minutes. Why drive all the way to Vermont when you can be taking advantage of our slopes here? So it was a very successful promotion, and you know, people like driving up from the city in 90 minutes, 2 hours, and they'll be skiing. Why go another 2-3 hours to Vermont or wherever?
Yep, that's right. We get the same thing with the leaves changing, too. The people up in Washington County would say, well, it's the same maple trees that we have across the border and over here, and they can go through without the traffic if you go through Washington County. So so that's a smart marketing thing to do. So Bel Air is definitely, that's another one of these, you can go up there, you know, in the summer, the spring. You take advantage of the now is there's other property. Originally there was thoughts about putting a golf course somewhere up that way. Is there, did they ever do that?
Yes, actually they are getting fairly close to all the approvals they need. It's been 17-18 years now, but it's a scaled down project with just one golf course now, and a hotel, a resort, and we're very hopeful that in the next 2 or 3 years we'll finally get a shovel in the ground. But it'll be very, it's going to be high-class resort, and it'll be good for, obviously, Ulster County, and it's right on the border of Ulster and our neighbor Delaware. So we're looking forward to that.
It's coming up. So they're patient, and you've got golf all over the county, so really anybody, you know, planning a trip, wherever you decide you're going, just look on the travel guide or the website, and I'm sure you'll find golf nearby, because you have a pretty extensive golf courses all over the place.
We do.
Yeah. And that's popular for business. I mean, everybody, you know, golf is a big deal, so that's good. Now, Margaretville had a big flood. Did they rebuild after that? When I forgot when that flood was. It was a couple years ago.
Yes, actually, that's in our neighboring county, Delaware, but it's just across the line, but there's a lot of great things to do there.
All right.
It's a beautiful ride. Actually, I love going. We have meetings for our Catskill region, and some of them are in Delhi, so there's nothing like taking a ride along Route 28 and going across into Delaware County and going up to, you go past Margaretville.
That's beyond Andes. Andes is near the Papacton Reservoir, right?
Yes.
That's where you have fishing and stuff.
Great fishing in Ulster County, too, and also Delaware. It's something that is a big thing in our county, obviously, and it's been something that has really drawn a lot of attention. A lot of anglers love to come to our region and fish.
Oh, yeah. It's a big thing. So is Papacton, that's borders both counties, or is that mostly yours?
That's actually in Delaware. Oh,
okay. All right. Got my counties mixed up here. Now the,
that's okay.
All right. So we've kind of gone the corridor there. There's quite a bit there. There's a lot of places to stay. You have a lot of bed and breakfast throughout the county, that all kinds. Now let's come back. I want to talk about Rocking Horse Ranch, which is a very unique attraction. You don't find many places like this anywhere in the Hudson Valley. Could you tell us a little bit about that for people like equestrian
Love to. Rocking Horse Ranch, you may or may not know this. The TripAdvisor.com has done a poll, and they invite their readers to vote in this poll. And Rocking Horse Ranch, a couple years ago, was voted the number two family resort in the United States.
Wow.
By the visitors, the people that were online in the TripAdvisor.com. So
Wow. It's
a great place. It's in Highland. It's right off the New York State New Paltz exit, New York State Thruway exit, and it's obviously, you mentioned horses, it's the kids and families love to come there and ride the horses, and they have a wonderful lake. They have an indoor and outdoor water park that people love going to, so you know, it's a great slide. And I was talking to the owner, Steve Turk, and you know, you think that 100% of the people come there just to you know, take advantage of the horse riding and things like that. But I think he told me probably only 60-70%. A lot of people, you know, come there for that. There's so many other activities
yep.
to do at Rocking Horse Ranch, both indoors and outdoors. So it's one of our most popular resorts, and it's obviously kid and family friendly.
And that's 12 months a year, too. That's a year round. You can
yes.
go in the winter as well as the summer. And I
yep.
remember when I first started the magazine, I did an interview with Bucky Turk, and he told us, you know, I said to him, I said, how'd you start this? You know, and he said, well, they used to like coming up. They like horses. They got the ranch. Then he said, we took a bus, and he said, we'd drive into the city, we'd park it on the corner, and we'd tell people, come on upstate, you know, and he'd get the people, fill up the bus, and he'd bring them up. And that's how they started, and they built
right.
that business. And they are one of the best examples of entrepreneurism. I'll tell you, when I talk to people about, you have a vision and have high quality, and you could build a business, that has been going on, I forgot how many years they've been there, since the 50s. These are 60. It's been a while. They've been up there. So so it's really a pleasure when you can see these kind of businesses and point to them and say, look at that. Study the way they did. And customer satisfaction was always a big thing with them. So so this is good. Believe it or not, I only got like 2 minutes left.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe. Let's talk a little bit more about Highland a little bit more. You've got a Rib Fest coming up in Highland, don't you?
Yes, it's right next door. It's the Hudson Valley Rib Fest. It's the Ulster County Fairgrounds in Newport. So that's something that has been very popular here. If you love ribs, you're definitely going to love the Rib Fest. So that is coming up August 18th through 20th. It's 3 days, and you know, they have a barbecue society contest, they have food vendors, live entertainment, cooking demonstrations, children's country games, all kinds of things to do at the Ulster County Fairgrounds in New Paltz. So,
yeah, that's a big attraction. And while we're talking, since that's in Highland, your county fair, when are you doing that? Because that should be coming up, too.
Yes, the county fair is coming up actually next week, Tuesday, August 1st. It's 6 days.
Okay.
It's been around since, get this, 1886.
Wow, isn't that wonderful?
And one of the things I like about this one, it is really a family event, and they still feature, you know, local agriculture and
yep.
horticulture and things. It's an old fashioned country fair. You know, they have all kinds of entertainment, obviously, and the rides and the food. But it's almost a throwback to what country fairs really, county fairs, excuse me, were going back when they first started. So
yeah.
It's really a popular event. We had record crowds last year. It was over 50,000 people
wow.
came over the 6 days. So
wow.
it's a fun event.
Congratulations. I think people want the old-fashioned fairs. They want to be taken back in time and, you know, wholesome stuff. That's what it's all about now. I really think that's a whole, you know, direction for things. So Marietta Allen, wrapping it up for this week. Make sure you check in next week. We're going to have more coming about Ulster County. And we thank Rick for coming on with us. And we'll be back.